Heather, you shared something with us.
Yeah, you know, this is something I do quite frequently. I love Facebook Marketplace, and I like to sell things I'm no longer using. Easy way to sell some stuff. I also like to peruse other people's things, right? Because you can find some good deals, whatever. So we needed, we did our basement. We redid our basement. We did the flooring a couple years ago and haven't really done a whole lot down there since we got the flooring done. And I wanted to start sprucing up the space. And we had some old sofas down there, some leather couches that have been in the family for a long time. Just I wanted to make it look nicer. So I was looking on Facebook Marketplace for a new sofa. And I wanted it to be a particular size because we have this like cutout area. So I wanted it to be a sectional that would fit the entire cutout.
Yeah.
Instead of having these like couches that were just too big. And I found the perfect sectional that fit perfectly in this space on Facebook. Bought it. Super excited about it. And I was telling you, John, about it. And you're like, oh.
Used couch.
And was kind of surprised that I would buy a used sofa on Marketplace or anywhere, I guess.
I don't know. I don't think I phrased it as I was surprised you would. I just said I wouldn't
do
it.
You wouldn't do it. Yeah, you weren't surprised I did it.
I was surprised you did it because you seem to be very like proper and you wouldn't want to.
What's not proper about buying a couch on? I mean.
Well, John, you want to tell her?
Because I don't want to take a nap and put my face where somebody's naked butt sat.
Get the sofa cleaned and have it.
But did you?
Well, we
just picked it up and put it in your basement.
No, we didn't clean it yet with like a cleaner. We've obviously vacuumed it. And
there could have been somebody's dog scooting on it, you know, scratching
their
backside.
Very well. And there's going to be other dogs scooting on it because we have two dogs. Yeah. I just was really surprised, I guess, by your reaction because to me, it wasn't like an odd thing to do at all. And it's not it didn't gross me out.
I think it's very common. It's not an odd thing. It's just something I wouldn't do. And I mean
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean I don't know. I was not like going and buying like I wasn't buying a filthy cow. I mean like
no,
I looked at the photos.
You looked at the photo, sure. Yeah.
You know, you can also look at who you're buying it from, where you're buying it from. Uh-huh. And I thought this looks nice. I went and looked at it before I bought it. Thought, okay, this is good. It's going to be great. It's not our everyday sofa. It's not something we're going to use all the time.
So let me ask you this question. Were they standing there while you were looking at the couch?
They were.
Did you sniff it?
No, I did not.
Well, because, I mean, unless you're able to get right in there and check out the couch, did you lay on it?
I sat on it.
Sat on it.
I put my feet up because it has like the
because the couches
the
to me are the perfect napping place. I don't nap a lot, but when I do, it's not going to be in bed. It's going to be on the couch, and I think about all of the different things that happen on a couch.
Yeah,
there could be you know, I mean, it could be leakage. Oh. There could be a lot of different things, seepage. All of those things. All of the The aegis.
I mean, those were not the first things that crossed my mind. I wanted to make sure there was no like evident stains on it, that it looked like it was in good shape. I mean,
those would be in
but
maybe
I'm thinking
invisible
like
stains.
You spilled a wine, like a glass of wine
well,
on
I'm
it,
not
John,
about
is what
wine.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with the wine. It's all the other things that could be resting and just waiting for.
Would you
the
buy
big fella
a new
to take
sofa?
A nap on it.
I don't. I haven't. I mean, I guess when I was in college, you take what
I'd
you can get.
I'd buy one from him because he doesn't let anything happen on his sofa. Can't eat on it. Can't, you know, it just sit there and looks nice.
I have some news on that front. There have been some.
Stain?
Some
now, uh-oh. Uh-oh.
By you or her or the cat? Uh-oh.
Not the kind of stage you're talking about.
Your head is in a totally different space.
But that's where my mind goes. When if I'm buying a used couch, like what was done on this couch? No, thank you.
I just think, you know, if you're in college, you take what you can get. But once you've moved on,
college is a different deal.
But you get a proper couch. And by the way, a couch,
it's
not a
very,
sofa. You keep calling it a sofa. It's a couch, right?
No, you don't call it a couch.
Yeah,
it's a sofa or a sectional. Couch is like not the proper term.
Who calls it a sofa?
I'm serious. I once did this thing at Art Van a long time ago, and I got in trouble for calling it a couch. Yeah.
Sofa.
It's a sofa or a sofa.
I refer to them as couches. I only say the word sofa when other people use it.
It feels pretentious to call it a sofa.
It makes it sound more glorious. That's why, you know, Art Van wants to call it sofa, because then you'll pay more money for it.
Maybe it's just Art Van that likes the word sofa. Who knows? Whatever. A couch, a sofa, a sectional.
Didn't like it enough because it's not around anymore, right?
Oh, that's a completely different point. Taking strays today this morning. Poor Art Van.
I don't know. I understand. Yeah, you do that in college, right? Like, okay, we need a great futon for
the front porch.
Sure, whatever, wherever you're going to put this couch.
That's great for drinking beer.
But I don't see anything wrong with, and I'm looking for everything from Facebook. I want to get a huge table down there too, and I plan on buying it off of Marketplace because I want it used.
Yeah. It's a hard surface. It could be well cleaned.
But I feel like the sectional we got, I mean, I knew where it was from. It's from a very nice store. Somebody paid a decent amount of money for it.
How long did they have it?
What were the people like that you bought the sofa from?
They were very, very nice. Young family. They did have kids.
Were they clean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very clean home.
Might have been some diapers changed on that couch.
There could. I don't know. It was a little weird to be like, I'm going to sit on this couch and try it out while you're all watching me.
Yes. Mind if I lay down?
Right. Like, can I just
can I spend some time here?
Can I just try it out?
Can you give me a moment?
And then what if you don't like it? What if you're like, sorry, I did, it was fine. It was what I was looking for.
The question I think we want to ask people, things you would and would not buy used. There's some things you would.
Sure.
And there's some things you wouldn't.
Okay. Would you buy a mattress from...
No. That's top of the list of things. No.
Would you?
No.
I have.
But not for you. For a guest room.
For a guest room an estate sale, which I also love.
Yeah.
Did
you meet the people?
No.
So you get it from an estate sale. Sometimes that's because somebody has passed. You never know. They may have passed on the mattress.
Could have been. This one didn't seem to be like that. These are these ones like these
huge... What do you mean it didn't seem to be like that?
It's an older home with older things somebody passes away. This was like a beautiful home with... It looked like somebody was probably moving to another mansion and said, you know what? We're going to redecorate that house. We're just going to leave everything behind. It was very nice stuff. And it was in... supposedly their guest room as well.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we have. I have.
Yeah. So generally, the process.
I like a good deal, guys.
I don't disagree. I love a good deal as well. But if we're going to buy a new mattress, we're going to get a new mattress for ours. And then we will then take ours, if it's still decent, and move that to the guest room.
Mm-hmm.
And then move the guest room to out. And so, even though it is a guest room, there's a process of elimination. And that's that. So if I'm buying it for a guest room, sure, I might consider it. Stain free?
Yes.
Okay.
Texter wants to know if you broke out the black light. How thorough was this evaluation?
Yes.
No, I did not. I did not.
See, it would be a little bit awkward to say, you know what? Can you turn the lights off? I'm gonna go CSI on you. That's why you gotta lay down on it. And while you're laying down, you don't have to just put your nose to the couch. But if you're laying down, you can. This one smells like somebody's butt.
Yeah.
Think of all the farts trapped in the cushions, Heather. Be sure to take a blue light to the sofa. It might be revealing. Okay, more of your ticket text, but we want to know things you would and would not buy used. Heather bought a sofa from Facebook Marketplace, a used sofa.
Yes.
Although I'm still not comfortable saying that. A couch, whatever.
It's all the same.
John looked at that and said, you can't buy a used couch. So what have you bought used and what wouldn't you buy used? 248-539-9797.
Honestly, probably just about anything that I'm going to, that's going to come into contact with skin to skin contact.
So you wouldn't buy a used shirt, like a used sweatshirt.
A shirt I'm okay with, but
jeans.
Well, I don't know.
First of all, you're like a thrift shop, we're talking about a
walking
Poshmark?
In to be able to,
I guess maybe it's more women that do that.
I mean, walking in to find a fit at a place like that. It's
harder for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really pillows, used bedding. And we talked about the mattress, but I'm talking about sheets and such. Obviously any, let's just call it, intimate apparel, undergarments.
Oh, well, sure. Let's not sell any of those used.
See, here's one that's a little bit more legitimate, right? For the kids, I'm not going to buy a used car seat.
Oh, no, me neither. I wouldn't buy a used car seat. I wouldn't buy a used pillow either.
Yeah,
But if you're gonna, if you're okay with buying the couch, like you're gonna lay your head couch.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I supply my pillows on it. I mean, I put my head on a pillow. Yeah.
Is it different if it's a bed pillow versus a couch pillow? Does it make a difference? To you, it does.
It does make a difference because I don't think. Well, because I don't sleep on my decorative pillows. Like I don't like. People aren't like, I'm not laying there like drooling on a decorative pillow. Like, I don't know if I drool or not. I have no idea. But I'm not like sleeping like that I do on my bed pillow.
Right. Decorative pillows are just that. They're decorative.
Exactly.
Why do we have to have so many of them?
Well, that's a whole other. Yeah.
How many do you have?
On our main couch, we have 4.
Oh, okay. That seems reasonable.
Is there any bigger waste of time than decorative pillows? Seriously.
We had to get some for our new couch. Decorative pillows.
But it's nice to have a pillow, isn't it? Like sometimes you sit next to it, lean on it, put it under your arm, put your head on it.
Then it becomes useful.
Right.
And it's not just decorative.
Well, so our decorative pillows are more useful because the way our sofa is, our main sofa, it's like you have to have almost them behind your back a little bit to like really sit. Yeah, it's a super deep couch.
Well, yeah, it's because everybody's so short in the house. I can't get out of the couch. Help! Help! I'm stuck.
It's like a pulley system to.
Where's my step?
All right, I'm gonna bring up my
Colin.
My gosh.
We get into these sort of topics, social, you know, things that we just don't won't do, and we're different and everything. I'm gonna bring up the old hotel theory again. Mm-hmm. We all sleep on used mattresses when we go to a hotel.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you sleep on a used mattress?
I have no other choice at that point. I have a choice in my house.
True. And so, I wouldn't get a used mattress.
There have been some hotels that I've stayed in. Trust me, I've slept in attics at fish camp where I know I'm sleeping underneath mats. I will put the hoodie on, zip up, and I'll sleep like a baby. All right? But I've also done the same thing in some hotels. And it's just because you go in and you instantly make the judgment of, I'm going to have to sleep here. I just would rather be a little bit more covered up.
I think the mattress is really the one that crossed the line for almost everybody.
Yep,
because we got a text, and it's true. The Salvation Army will not accept mattresses. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
Well, they will accept the couch, as long as it's not, all ripped up and all that stuff.
Or severely stained or something like that.
As long as your name's not Shannon Sharp.
It was... me being a healthy, active male.
Right.
Very active.
Very, very active, apparently. Anyway, some ticket texters wanted you to clarify why you'd never buy a used car seat. What's the reason?
You should never buy a used car seat.
Yeah, that's more of a safety. Like, if you don't know if they've been in an accident.
Exactly.
Or any of the, you can inspect it.
I was going to say, can't you tell if it's safe or not when you...
You can't even take those to Salvation Army either.
Right, most people will tell you, hey, don't buy it new.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the safety features are, at that point, expected to be fully functional.
Texter says, I would buy a used toothbrush before I'd buy anything I'd be laying on.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. That's gross.
I mean, is death an option?
No
used toothbrush.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
No used couches. End of story. Too risky. Too many butts have been on those cushions. Sid in Novi.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm surprised because to me, it didn't even cross my mind. Like, of course, I'm not going to buy something that's nasty, right? But like, those thoughts never entered my mind.
Right. So the dogs can be on it. You could clean it. If you were to sell a couch, you know what's happened on that couch.
Right.
And I'm sure this has happened for Colin, but I guess I'll have to ask the question. Have you ever farted on the couch?
Why would you ask her that? She's a human being. Of course she has.
Okay, so that's the point.
But like, that doesn't gross me out.
They trap in there.
I mean, I'm probably sitting on a chair that somebody's farted on right now. I'm like, sure. Yeah. That just doesn't gross me out.
Yes, but you're not going to lay down and put your head on the chair.
No, and I'm not going to like, I mean, if my head touches the couch cushion, oh, so be it. But I'm not like licking it or like eating it. Like what? Like who cares if somebody farted on this couch?
I do have good news for you. The chair you're sitting in, I don't believe Caputo ever sits there.
Oh, these things move around. Yeah. Trust me. Yes. Yeah, it's a maze when we come in here. Yes.
Oh, hey, you're the I farted girl.
Texter says, note to self, never sit on a sofa at John's house.
I mean, I hate it when the dog gets on the couch.
Oh, I do too.
And you walk in and all of a sudden the dog's on the couch. You're like, come on. And so, I mean, I would have to tell people if I sold one on in mm-hmm. this forum.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a dog.
Most people
dogs
do.
Dogs laid on the couch.
Most people do. They either say like pet friendly home, no pets, no kids, no smoking. Like you normally
write.
That's
a very nice way to put it. Pet friendly home.
You've got to word it properly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Get to the phones. Bill in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
I agree with her. I mean, you can get some deals on Facebook Classified. Of course, there's things you would buy and you wouldn't buy. I mean, as far as clothing goes, I'd do work clothes and jeans, but I'd never do shoes or anything else of that nature. But the caveat is sometimes you can find something there that you've had before that is still in impeccable condition that you wouldn't find in a store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true. Yeah, things that aren't available anymore that you're looking to replace something that of the same thing.
And it was kept in good condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John, I'm curious where you stand, because the last thing I think we bought from Facebook Marketplace was like patio furniture, but they were the cushions. So these are cloth. You'd be putting your body on them, but they're outside. Where does that fall for you?
I mean, if it's all weather deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's meant to be outside.
Yeah. Then
you're good.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, like you laying in my cabana outfit outside. But
it's what one does in the summertime.
Well, you can. It's what some do.
Some.
Yes.
Now, so there's a different deal here when you're dealing with getting stuff for your kids, right? Now, I still wouldn't get a used mattress, like if they're bunk beds and all that nonsense and stuff.
I bought a used mattress for Brooks on Facebook Marketplace.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but most kids' mattresses aren't just covered with like your mattress may be covered with a mattress protector. They usually come, or when you put one in a crib for a kid or a child mattress, they've got the whole zip up. The whole thing is covered.
They're expensive too.
Yeah,
but like sports equipment for kids, Facebook Marketplace is fabulous. And I asked you before the show, John. I said, would you wear used cleats? And you said, no. Kids, yes.
Well, because kids are going to go through them so quickly.
Right. The sizes
By the time my kids have all been done with theirs, they're not even worth, I mean, they go right in the trash because they're all chewed up and ripped up and not going to do it. But I wouldn't, no. Shoes are one thing. Again, we're talking about a rare find. They're just one thing I wouldn't buy used.
Even if they looked like they were brand new, because I have sold shoes on Facebook. That I wore, like I bought some.
I think it's
ripped all the tags
maybe,
off. I put them on. And I'm like, these aren't really that comfortable on me, or they don't fit my foot as well as I thought they would.
When
so
you
I wore them like
it,
a couple times.
Do you let them know that I don't wash my feet?
Oh!
I mean, pet friendly.
I did not write that
couch.
In there.
Yes, and this is a no soap foot shoe.
No, I didn't let them know that.
The disclosures matter?
No, there's soap that hits the feet, John. Soap touches the feet.
248-539-9797. It's 97.1.